Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Friday, July 5th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Collide. Kicking off today, a new market report from IHS suggests that Apple is developing a foldable iPad. This comes after Samsung attempted to release its Galaxy Fold flagship to customers, but was forced to cancel that launch after reviewers found that it suffered from major display durability issues. The report says that the foldable iPad would feature MacBook-sized screens, but it's unclear if that would be a bending single-screen device like the Galaxy Fold or something more laptop-like that had two separate displays on each side. That being said, it's easy to imagine how an iPad mini-sized product could unfold into a 13 to 15-inch display. IHS also says that the foldable iPad would support 5G connectivity. This is interesting, as reports had suggested that the iPhone itself wouldn't adopt 5G support until 2020 at the earliest. Ultimately, this report seems rather far-fetched. It's very possible that this is something the company is working on, but it's still several years away from actually releasing. Especially coupled with the rumor of 5G connectivity, it seems unlikely that we'd get a 5G folding iPad until at least 2021. In other news, Samsung today provided guidance for its second quarter of 2019 earnings. From an Apple perspective, this is notable because Samsung's earnings confirm that Apple paid the company $683 million as a penalty payment. The penalty comes from Apple requiring that Samsung Display build a manufacturing facility exclusively to make OLED displays for the iPhone. Apple had told Samsung that it would need 100 million OLED iPhone displays per year, but a drop in iPhone sales meant that Apple didn't order that many displays, forcing it to pay that penalty to Samsung. Despite the $683 million penalty payment from Apple, Samsung is still anticipating that its Q2 earnings will fall 56% year over year. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Collide. The folks at Collide have just launched a new product for teams that use Slack, and that's especially interesting for us here at 9to5 Mac, as our teams use Slack for everyday communications. The new product integrates with your Slack team and messages users directly when their Mac, Windows, and Linux devices don't meet your security policies. The users receive clear instructions about what is wrong and step-by-step instructions on how to fix it, and they can even confirm in real time that they resolved the problem directly in your Slack channel. Keep your users in the loop and make them a part of the security team by going to collide.com. That's K-O-L-I-D-E.com, or use the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Collide for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. Now, let's hand it over to Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys, who has a roundup of some of the best Apple deals worth checking out this weekend. Trevor?
This weekend's best deals at 9to5 Toys are headlined by Apple's latest AirPods, which are now on sale from $145. You can grab the version with a wireless case on sale for $180, which is as much as $19 off the regular going rate. This is a great price if you're looking to upgrade to Apple's latest AirPods, which include Siri control and a number of other features, including the latest H1 chip from Apple. Another notable deal this weekend is Best Buy's July 4th sale, which is good through Saturday and offers deals on MacBooks, iPads, TVs, and much more. You'll find all of our top picks linked in the show notes below and over at 9to5toys.com. If you're not yet following us on Twitter, be sure to jump over to our account at 9to5toys to make sure you don't miss out on any of the best deals in the lead up to Prime Day.
Other things worth reading on 9to5 Mac today include an opinion piece from Ben Lovejoy in which he speculates about the future of Apple's executive lineup amid Johnny Ive's departure. We also took a look at an interesting story about how the new Mac Pro's vent holes were designed by an Apple designer's hobby. Read both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. If you like the podcast, please subscribe in Apple's podcast app or Overcast or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Higher subscriber numbers help more people discover the show and help us keep doing it. If you really like the show, as always, it would be very helpful if you left us a rating and review in Apple Podcasts especially. Additionally, I want to thank Collide for sponsoring this week's episodes of 9to5 Mac Daily. Sponsors like Collide help us keep making 9to5 Mac Daily, bringing you new episodes 5 days per week. As always, read all of these stories on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and come back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.